I'm going to go ahead and start talking about the current single right away, which is Heartbreak Diet. What is a heartbreak diet?
We were like in a lift, and then I don't know how it came up, but we were just saying how I lost a lot of weight when I broke up with my ex, and then our manager was just like, oh yeah, it's like a heartbreak diet, duh. So we wrote it down.
For the video for Heartbreak Diet, I kind of got a bit of like, how'd I say it? It's kind of like a luxurious, but a little bit twisted kind of gangster movie vibe. Like, you looked like the matriarch of just like some gang family who just took care of someone and just having a drink and just, you know, taking it easy. But I also kind of felt like it looked almost like, you know, kind of taking that time to get away from everything after a breakup. So how did the idea from the song kind of get translated into the video? Like, how did that idea come about?
It was actually from a meme. There was a picture of this like really like fancy like dressing gown like with fur at the end and stuff, and then like the thing is, the caption is like, this is what I'm gonna wear when I kill my rich husband, and like make out that it wasn't me. So we were just thinking of making that into like us, like Ellie's killed her rich husband sort of vibe. So I guess it's not a complete it's not a word for word of the actual song. But I think videos are a bit too tacky if they're like word for word.
Mm-hmm.
If they're too literal.
And there's a chance to just dress up and like have loads of fun with a dog.
Yeah, there's always, anytime you can get an excuse to do that, you should.
Yeah. We do.
good.
Ellie's next video we're gonna have a hot boy in it.
So first it was, okay, so it was like a car, like a nice car, and then like a snake.
Yeah. Paul's like, let's get a good cut of car.
Quite adamant to get that done.
Yeah. It was a very nice car. Is it DRWG or the drug? Like, how do I say that?
Drug, but it is actually a Welsh spelling, so you would pronounce it in Welsh, drug, and that would be bad in Welsh.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Just thinking about all this stuff, so what is the next goal for the video? Because you're saying, like, a hot guy, but, like, what's, like, the best way to step this up?
I always think it'd be good just to try to get a holiday out of it. Just be like, yeah, I think our next video should be shot in, like, Bahamas or something. And then you don't really need a concept then, you just go there with a camera, right, and just film yourself, like, having a bit of fun. That would be the goal.
I know the Lonely Island actually do a song about that, where they're like, they sing about going to Japan and doing a bunch of really expensive stuff, and then they're like, yeah, the label's gonna pay for it if we sing about it. So they're just something to think about.
I definitely want to do a video in Japan. Yeah. Like Asian girl gang behind me.
Nice.
It'd be cool. Yeah.
Kind of moving on to just the kind of general theme of you guys' music, because I forget which article this was in, but there was something about like either the oddness of love or just love being really odd. And I was going back over you guys' music, and odd situations in love seem to be a bit of a common thread. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's when you write songs, especially like with pop songs, it's quite easy to come up with a good melody, but it's really hard to get the lyrics right and them not to be about something which other people have said. So love is obviously a very common theme in pop songs, so it's quite easy to just like fill in the gaps with just like, oh, I miss you, blah blah blah. So with the lyrics we kind of try and like
different. Yeah. So like where Ellie's voice is like quite sweet and stuff, so you can have like the, you know, the opposite of that with the lyrics and make it quite harsh. And also just try to think of like, normally we just, if you overhear somebody talking about something that's like, or if you read something that's like quite interesting and stuff, then it's a good starting point instead of, because a lot of songwriters, I guess, start with just, yeah, as Ellie said, I love you, I miss you, and then try to work from that.
Yeah, and it's definitely really cool to play with contrast a lot too, because it just has such an interesting effect, I think.
Yeah, sometimes people don't even listen to the lyrics you don't really hear them until you've been listening to it like 20 times, or sometimes you never really understand the lyrics. So that's also what we've been trying to do recently, is come up with like innuendos. So that like Simon looked up innuendos in songs that you didn't even realise, and there was just a huge list of these songs, and you didn't even realise that these songs were talking about what the meaning was. It's quite funny.
I was reading something about there being a whale sound and a carpet being stroked for percussion. What song is that in?
It's our next single, actually, called So Rude. We tried an elephant noise once, but they don't sound like how you think they sound.
They growl.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think because all the elephant noises you're used to are just like fake yeah. ones done with somebody with like a trumpet or something? But actual real elephant noises are more like. So we're not interested. But everybody loves a whale sound.
It's a nice. It's normally our first song in our set as well, so it's a really nice. It starts with the whale noises, so it's kind of like a nice break before whatever the DJ was playing beforehand.
Okay.
Like sets the mood.
Yeah, just kind of brings it all down, makes it nice and like. Chill.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to move on to my final question. So you guys are going to be playing a few different festivals this year. Amongst them are Great Escape and Love Box. Is there anyone that you're particularly looking forward to seeing at these festivals?
Frank Ocean.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, well, we're actually playing the main stage. We're first on, but I think Frank Ocean's on that day as well. So I'm definitely going to hang around the back and be like... Hi, nice to meet you.